No need to go into further detail, Miss Johnson. Let's get down to business, shall we? Sarah sat straight in the chair. Yes, of course. She was more nervous now than she had been showing up on Aunt Gertrude's doorstep 6 years ago, pregnant and unwed. They'd planned on putting out the story that Lee was her husband, but one of the servants overheard and passed the information on to the other servants, some of them in the homes of her aunt's friends. Aunt Gertrude took it all in stride. She actually handled it far better than Sarah had. She'd cried for days until Gertrude shook her and said to get under control and stop feeling sorry for herself. So she'd had her beautiful Marianne and was raising her with Aunt Gertrude's help. She would be missed for so many reasons. Miss Johnson! Miss Johnson! Margaret snapped her fingers, bringing Sarah back from her memories. Yes, Miss Selby, I'm sorry. It's Mrs. Selby. Now please pay attention. I have several candidates that might work for you. Two farmers in Kansas and a rancher in the Colorado Territory. Do you have a recommendation? Well, neither farmer has children, though they are not unwilling to consider a woman with children. It would be awfully lonely for your Marianne with only you and her new stepfather for company. The rancher, on the other hand, also has a daughter who is 7, I believe. They would be able to keep each other occupied while you attend to the work you'll need to do. Can you cook? Yes, our cook taught me the basics. If I have a recipe, I can follow it. Then I suggest you write down all of your cook's recipes. You'll need them no matter which man you choose. I've already got the ones I want. I'd hope to put them together in a book one day. These men you're talking about, how old are they? Raymond Jacobson, a farmer in Kansas, is 32. Robert Klein, also a farmer in Kansas, is 29. And last is John Atwood, a cattle rancher in the Colorado Territory. He's a widower, 37, and has a daughter who is 7. I think he would be the best match for you. Have you checked out these men? Of course. I'm very thorough, Miss Johnson. I have an associate who travels for me and talks at length to each of our bachelors. We don't have any brutes or other disreputable types with this agency. You can put your mind at rest.
Thank you. What do I do now?
I'll need the name of your aunt's lawyer to confirm your story, your current address and references, if you have them. Your cousin would probably be one to list. Neighbors who have come to know you would also be good ones. You see, we check out our ladies just as thoroughly as our gentlemen. I'm staking my reputation on you, Miss Johnson. I don't intend to see it tarnished. That said, I understand that given your circumstances, there might not be a lot of people willing to give you a good reference. Rest assured that I take that into consideration.
Sarah nodded. I understand completely. Can you help me?
Margaret Selby had seen her share of desperate young women, those who were hooked on laudanum or its brother, opium. They didn't make it. Sarah, with her manner and good clothing, was a lady through and through, but was she good material for a frontier wife? Margaret got up, went around the desk, and scrutinized the young woman in front of her. She cut a fine figure, pretty blonde hair and sky-blue eyes, serviceable wool coat, a short, high-necked, long-sleeved jacket that hit her at the waist. It matched her skirt perfectly, obviously made from the same bolt of cloth. Expensive. Well-made. She would work well for Mr. John Atwood and his daughter Katie. No need to tell Sarah that Katie wouldn't talk and hadn't since she'd witnessed her mother's murder 2 years ago. No, Sarah, Marianne, John, and Katie would all do well for each other. Margaret was sure about that, and so far her record was unblemished. In answer to your question, yes, I believe that we can be of benefit to each other. My assistant will be around to talk to you this afternoon. Please make sure you are available.
Of course. I'm going to collect my daughter from our neighbor and then plan on being home after that.
Very good. I'll contact you tomorrow morning with my decision, but I feel, based on our interview today, that it will be a favorable one.
Thank you, Mrs.